The 100-acre Prairie Run development has a man-made 5-acre lake, and it's not just nice to look at, according to Dan Helwig, one of the four owner developers.
All ground has energy in the ground, both for heating and cooling. And one of the most efficient geothermal sources we have is water. And so because of the conductance of water, you can get great energy transfer.
About 1 acre of that lake is 20 feet deep. And from that area, heat's extracted. The heat molecules are compressed and turned into energy, which in turn heats the development's buildings in the winter and cools them in the summer. And it's been working.
We had our first owner, occupier of one of the condos now that was in there for the full 2007 year. All of their utilities for heating and cooling for all of last season was $1,575, and that was for almost a 3,000-square-foot unit.
While much has been made about the green revolution lately, Helwig says it's nothing new. He remembers past energy crunches and the progress toward efficiency that was made because of them.
For a lot of years, for about 20 years, energy costs were so reasonable that we didn't have a need to do that. Today, we are looking at those kind of things.
Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.